Chapter 26. Your Honor, Holloway said after everyone had sat, if Papa's testimony stands, we have another issue to address. And what issue is that, Mr. Holloway? Sultan said. She seemed drained. We have reasonably established Mr. DeLees at the scene of the arson, Holloway said. Ms. Meyer may still attempt to call forward her list of so-called witnesses testifying to Mr. DeLees' whereabouts, but we have DNA evidence and a credible witness, and we have excluded other potential arsonists. I doubt any of Meyer's witnesses will stack up to the evidence I've presented to you today. And on top of that, we have more than reasonably established that the Fuzzies are sentient. By accepting Papa's testimony, you have effectively declared its species so. I am still waiting to hear about this other issue, Mr. Holloway, Sultan said. Quite obviously, I'm talking about murder, Holloway said. What? DeLees roared. After glowering through the entire preliminary hearing, he was suddenly engaged. Murder, Holloway repeated, turning to look at DeLees. You murdered those Fuzzies, Joe. This is bullshit, DeLees said, standing up. No, not bullshit, Joe, Holloway said. He stalked over to DeLees. Not this time. It's deep shit this time, because you walked right up to a tiny sentient being, lifted up your boot, and stomped the life right out of it. And when its mate tried to defend it, you killed it too. That's two counts of murder, fair and square, pure and simple. Your Honor, Meyer looked around DeLees and Holloway to Sultan to get her to stop the two men. Mr. Holloway, Sultan said. How do you think this is going to look, Joe? Holloway said, ignoring the judge. We discover a new sentient species, only the third one we've ever found besides ourselves, and the first thing you do is stomp one of them to death. How do you think that's going to play, Joe? Get out of my face, Jack, DeLees said. I'm warning you. Because you know what, Joe? Murder's not the only thing they're going to throw at you. They're probably going to hit you with hate crimes against xenosentients, too. There's not much doubt you targeted that first little Fuzzy because of what it was, is there? You came, you saw, you crushed it to death. Your Honor, Meyer practically screamed. If it was just murder, maybe you'd get off with life in prison, Joe, Holloway said. But it's not. With a xenosentient hate crime rider, that's the death penalty. Two counts. You're gonna die, Joe, because you stomped that little creature just for the fun of it. DeLees howled and launched himself over the defense table at Holloway. Holloway took the tackle and went down without resistance. Sullivan was up over the audience railing and pulling DeLees off Holloway, but not before DeLees landed heavy blows on Holloway's face and head. Holloway didn't bother to block them. Sullivan was followed by a rush of Zeracorp lawyers who finally managed to pull DeLees up and off his quarry. Holloway picked himself up and wiped some of the blood off his face with his jacket sleeve. He faced Sultan, who looked frankly appalled. As I was saying, Your Honor, two counts of murder, he said. He wiped off his eyebrow, from which the blood was drizzling into his eye. And a side order of assault and battery, while you're at it. This is bullshit, DeLees said from behind a pile of lawyers. I want to make a deal, Your Honor. What are you talking about, Mr. DeLees? Sultan said. Shut up, Joe, Meyer said to DeLees. Shut up yourself, Meyer, DeLees said. No way I'm dying for your boys back there. And if I am dying, they're coming with me. Mr. DeLees, Sultan said. DeLees shut up. I repeat, what are you talking about? I was at Holloway's under orders, DeLees said. I was there to booby-trap Holloway's place and to kill any of those things I can find. Whose orders? Sultan said. Oh, I think you can guess, Your Honor, DeLees said, but I'm not saying a damn thing else until I get a deal. Sultan stared at DeLees and then at Meyer. Your client wants to make a deal, Ms. Meyer. I must request to withdraw as Mr. DeLees's attorney at this time, Meyer said. I suspected as much, Sultan said. She looked around in the courtroom until she found who she was looking for. Mr. Sullivan, she said, you are, by all counts, currently unaffiliated. That would be accurate, Your Honor, Sullivan said. I quit the employ of Zarathustra Corporation roughly 40 seconds ago. How wonderful, Sultan said. Will you please represent Mr. DeLees then, at least for the short term? I can offer you standard Colonial Authority public defender rates. Happy to oblige, Sullivan said. Sultan turned to Papa Fuzzy, who was still in the witness stand, watching everything unfold with a sort of quiet fascination. Papa Fuzzy, she said. You are someone who speaks for your people.
Yes,
Papa said. Soon my people will need to speak to your people, she said. It would help if you choose a man to help your people speak to my people, a man you like who is good to you and good to your people.
I choose Jack Holloway,
Papa Fuzzy said. Are you sure? Sultan asked.
I am sure,
Papa said.
I do not know all the things your people know, but I am smart. I see what Jack Holloway has done here now. Jack Holloway has helped you see bad men have hurt my people and killed my child. Jack Holloway is a good man. I choose Jack Holloway.
Mr. Holloway, Sultan said, you understand the job you've just been nominated for. Defender General of the Fuzzy Nation, it seems like, Holloway said. Do you accept the job? Sultan said. I do, Holloway said. Then congratulations, Sultan said, because as of this moment, you're effectively in charge of this entire planet. Wait a minute, said Wheaton Aubrey VII. You can't do that. The Zarathustra Corporation has an E&E franchise with the Colonial Authority. A judge at your level can't just decide it doesn't apply, and you certainly can't hand over responsibility to a contract surveyor. Not that you have any standing whatsoever in this courtroom at the moment, Mr. Aubrey, but as your statement dovetails into my next announcement, I'll address it, Sultan said. But first, everyone needs to sit down. The courtroom slowly returned to order. Now then, Sultan said. As it happens, Mr. Aubrey, once a suspected sapience report is ordered, as I have done, if any Colonial Authority judge finds compelling evidence that the native sentient life of a planet is threatened, he or she is required to report it to the planet's ranking judge. The ranking judge then becomes or appoints someone to the role of special master for Xenosapience, whose tasks include making sure the new possibly sentient life remains extant long enough for its sentience to be fully assessed. The special master not only can, but must, take steps to ensure the species' survival, up to and including instituting martial law and suspending all franchises. As you have so condescendingly noted, Mr. Aubrey, I am merely a common Colonial Authority court judge, Sultan said, but in part because of your own corporation's desire to have the absolute minimum judicial interference on your E&E franchise worlds, I am also the only Colonial Authority court judge here. This makes me the special master for Xenosapience, which means I can and must act to protect the Fuzzies. After today, it is my strong belief that the Fuzzies are in clear and present danger from the humans on the planet, and from your corporation, Sultan said. I will not wait for the legal wheels to turn to prove a sapience I have already seen in abundance. A slaughter has already begun here. Two of these creatures are already dead, Mr. Aubrey. Whether by your instigation, or by your encouragement, or through your willful blindness, is not my concern at the moment. My concern is stopping it before there are more of them dead by human hands. Therefore, Mr. Aubrey, Sultan said. By the power vested in me as the special master for Xenosapience, the Zarathustra Corporation's exploration and exploitation charter for the planet known as Zara 23 is immediately and provisionally revoked pending further review. All exploration and exploitation is to cease at once. All employees and contractors are ordered off the planet within 30 days. I am declaring martial law. Colonial marshals will be on planet within 2 days to relieve Zarathustra security forces, who will surrender all weapons and security authority at that time. Furthermore, I am appointing Jack Holloway as Assistant Special Master for Xenosapience with a portfolio to include transfer of all legal authority for the planet to the creatures known as the Fuzzies, pending final certification of species sapience, Sultan said. He is running the show internally, and for anything directly involving the Fuzzies, while I am tending to external matters involving the Colonial Authority. So, if there's something you want regarding the planet, your people are talking to him now, because he's the one talking to the Fuzzies. We'll be appealing this decision, Meyer said. Of course you will, Ms. Meyer, Sultan said. But until then, you talk to Mr. Holloway. Are we clear? Yes, Your Honor, Meyer said. Good, Sultan said. And are you still planning to call witnesses to account for Mr. DeLisa's whereabouts the day of Mr. Holloway's fire? No, Your Honor, Meyer said. Then also, and independently, I find that there is enough evidence against Mr. Deleese regarding arson and destruction of property to go to trial, Sultan said. This opinion will be published on the court's site, along with every other thing that happened today, and I'll set the date for the trial at a later time. Sultan lifted one of the folders Meyer had earlier placed on her podium. Look on the bright side, Ms. Meyer, she said. You'll be getting your change of venue after all. Sultan stood. This preliminary hearing is now finished, she said. Thank God. She left the courtroom. Holloway walked over to a visibly shell-shocked Meyer. Ms. Meyer, he said. He repeated it again to get her attention. What do you want now, Holloway? Meyer said.
I just wanted to tell you, Holloway said. Now you know what I wanted out of all of this.
The next afternoon, Holloway strode into the executive conference room in the Zerocorp building, info panel at ready, Papa Fuzzy on one side, Carl on the other. He took a seat at the center left side of the table. On the other side of the table sat Deleese, Sullivan representing Deleese, Meyer representing Aubrey and Landon, and Aubrey and Landon representing Zarathustra Corporation's board. Holloway set down his info panel, situated Papa Fuzzy in a comfortable position on the table, and had Carl lie down, which the dog did happily. Well, Holloway said briskly, I slept like a baby last night. How about you folks? Don't be any more of an asshole than you have to be, Jack, Sullivan said. Quite right, Holloway said. I've spoken to Papa Fuzzy, who has spoken with its own people, and I've reviewed my own situation with Mr. Deleese, and I think we have an offer here that will work for everyone. Mr. Sullivan, I will settle with Mr. Deleese for damages relating to arson and destruction of property for the nominal sum of one credit. The Fuzzies likewise will seek no damages against Mr. Deleese, Mr. Aubrey, Mr. Landon, or the Zarathustra Corporation for the deaths of Pinto or Baby. Additionally, I will request to the Colonial Authority on behalf of the Fuzzies that they drop all charges against Deleese, Aubrey, Landon, or Zarathustra. Finally, while we will not request that Judge Sultan rescind her order rescinding Zarathustra's E&E charter, we will request she instead amend it to allow the company an orderly drawdown of people and property over 6 months, and while not allowing Zarathustra to additionally mine or extract resources from the planet, the company may complete processing of materials it has already mined or extracted as part of this extended drawdown. There are going to be fiddly bits to all of this, of course, but that's the general sweep of things. In exchange for what? Aubrey said. Well, that's simple, Holloway said. In exchange for you walking away. First, the three of you specifically. You, Aubrey. You, Landon. And from my point of view, especially you, Joe. Leave the planet and never come back. Ever. But more generally, it means that Zarathustra Corporation doesn't appeal Judge Sultan's ruling, doesn't challenge the Fuzzies' claim to sentience, and doesn't work in any way, shape, or form to stay on this planet. You all just walk away. Take what you have with you and go. That's it. That's all. It's done and over. Clean slates for everybody. I don't think we have any problem with that deal, Sullivan said. Well, of course you wouldn't, Aubrey said. You're not being asked to walk away from decades' worth of revenues. I should note that this is an all-in or none-in deal, Holloway said. If you're not all on board, none of this is on the table. You can't ask this company to walk away from everything it's done here, Aubrey said. Sure I can, Holloway said. I just did. And more to the point, Aubrey, while there's no doubt you could drag things out for years with filings and appeals, there are two fundamental problems. The first is that at the end of the day, the Fuzzies are sentient. Zarathustra has no claim on this planet anymore. You'll just spend millions prolonging the inevitable. The second thing is that you've been very bad men, and there's lots leading back to you. A whole lot, Deleese said, including that skimmer crash of yours, Jack. They were trying to get you out of the way early. Damn it, I knew it, Holloway said, slapping the table. So that leads back to you too, Aubrey. It does, Deleese said. I can guarantee that. Aubrey shot the man a look. So if you want to fight it, Aubrey, go ahead, Holloway said. But I guarantee that if you do, at the end of it, you're going to be strapped down to a table, looking at a clock, and counting down the last few seconds before every neuron in your brain gets scrambled. I think you overestimate your abilities, Aubrey said, and smiled. That's a curious thing to say, Holloway said, considering that in the space of a month I've managed to take a planet from you and cut out your company's heart. Aubrey stopped smiling.
You need to ask yourself what I could do if you gave me 2 months. Or a year. We'll take the deal, Landon said.
Brad?
Aubrey began.
Shut up, Wheaton, Landon said sharply. You don't get a vote in this anymore. It's done.
Aubrey shut up. Holloway looked at Landon, surprised. So you're not actually his personal assistant, he said, finally.
God, no, Landon said. As bad as this got, it would have been worse if he hadn't been supervised.
I don't know about that, Holloway said. This got pretty bad.
But it's not going to get any worse from here, Landon said. The rest of the Aubrey family has recognized there's been a brand value in having a Wheaton Aubrey at the head of the company. It connotes stability that's attractive to our B-class stockholders. But the last few generations have been going the route of the Habsburgs. Landon pointed a finger at Aubrey. This one's grandfather nearly destroyed the company with Green versus Winston, and if we didn't keep his father, our current glorious leader, in a state of constant alcoholic stupor, he'd probably try to reverse every single ecology-friendly policy the company currently has. We thought this one might be better. He showed at least some intelligence and actual interest in the business, so we gave him his head, permitted his schemes, and took him on a tour of the properties to see how he'd do. Now we know.
That was an expensive lesson, Holloway said.
Landon shrugged. Expensive now, yes, he said. But the future is long. The family has faith that in time the Fuzzies will come to realize the commercial value of their planet and might wish to exploit it in a way consistent with their needs and desires, Landon said. When that day comes, we hope they will consider us a valuable, eager, and considerate potential partner.
That depends, Holloway said. Will this one be in charge?
Landon laughed.
Aubrey glowered.
Then we're done here, Holloway said. And now, Mr. DeLise, Mr. Aubrey, Mr. Landon, if you'll go out front, you'll find a skimmer waiting to take you to the beanstalk. A transport is waiting. Your personal effects will be sent along later.
All three men looked shocked.
You want us to leave now? Aubrey said.
Yes, you will leave now,
someone said in a small, high voice. It was Papa Fuzzy. The three men looked at the Fuzzy as if they forgot it could speak.
You said you would leave,
Papa said.
You will leave. I do not want the men who killed my child to move in the same air or see the same sun that my child did. You are not good men. You do not deserve these good things.
Papa got up, walked across the table, and stood in front of Aubrey.
I do not know all the things you know, but I am smart, it said.
It pointed to DeLise.
I know this man killed my child. Now I know that you told this man to kill my child. With this man, you killed my child. Jack Holloway told me that he would get the...
Papa looked up at Holloway.
Son of a bitch, Holloway said helpfully.
Jack Holloway told me he would get the son of a bitch who killed my child and the mate of my child,
Papa continued.
Jack Holloway did get that son of a bitch. Jack Holloway got you. You are the man who killed my child. Get off my planet. You son of a bitch.